fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty high old silver, the Lone Ranger. With his faithful Indian companion, Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse, Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. Hail, Silver. Hooray!
The eastbound train sped over rails that wound through the gold hills. It panted up ascending grades, then made up time on the downhill runs. On the longest of these downgrades, the track should have crossed Gopher Canyon on a trestle, but the trestle was no longer there. The engineer discovered this too late. He frantically applied the brakes. The wheels locked and slid along the shining rails, but momentum carried the iron horse forward. Where the tracks came to an end, the train went on, leaping into space, then crashing into the gorge where Gopher River flowed. Bottom of that gorge, Scar Meekin's gang was waiting. They dashed up on strong horses with guns drawn.
Shoot anyone that's alive. And strip the train. The gold's in the first car. Green, Max, and Lawson are to take the gold. Jackson and Weasel get the mail. The rest of you look for anything else that we can use.
Ready, boy? Come on, you men. Where to get the gold? Bring those pack horses along, Green.
This'll be a cleanup. Best haul we
gang had gone. The train was a silent mass of worthless scrap washed by the shallow waters of the stream. Then two men appeared, a masked man on a powerful white stallion and an Indian on a sturdy paint horse. They saw the wreck, reined up, and dismounted. It took but a few minutes for the Lone Ranger and Tonto to learn that the train crew was dead, that the train had been looted, and that the trestle had been cut away with axes.
Notice the number on that train, Tonto.
Me see it.
There's a lot of gold on board. Gold and mail. Say nothing of other things of value.
That's why a trestle cut down.
Probably.
Maybe you know who do it, huh?
Imosabe, there's just one gang in this part of the country capable of anything like this.
You mean Scar Meekin?
Yes, the Meekin gang.
And plenty big gang. Me see plenty hoof mark.
Oh? Yeah? How many men?
There. 30, 40 horses.
Some might have been extras.
Me fine boot mark of 15, 20 men.
What we have heard is true. That's just about the size of Meekin's outfit. Well, we'll bury the dead. Then, Tonto, we're going after the Meekin gang.
Plenty lawmen try to find gang.
That gang would have no trouble spotting a posse. Perhaps the two of us will do better. At least, we're going to try.
In the days that followed, the masked man, accompanied by Tonto, rode far and wide, making inquiries in the hope of finding some trace of the outlaw gang. At times, he made those inquiries wearing a disguise in place of the familiar mask. At other times, he appeared wearing his mask, and he was often mistaken for an outlaw. Few identified him as the almost legendary character, the Lone Ranger. Word of his manhunt spread out in an ever-expanding circle, until one day a girl from the big casino cafe rode across the plains, entered a canyon, and reined up in a hidden camp.
Oh, ho there, ho, steady, boy.
Hey, Star, look who's here.
She was told to stay away. What's she doing here?
Star, Star, I had to come here. I had to see you.
What's the matter, Lou?
Don't look at me like that, Scar. I know you don't want me to come here to your camp, but this time I had to do it. I just had to.
Start talking, Lou.
You've got to be careful. You've got to watch yourself, Scar. You went awful far on that last job.
Did you come here to tell me that?
I came here to tell you that I found out who's looking for you.
Who's looking for us, huh?
Every lawman this side of the Pecos is looking for us.
Shut up, both of you. Go on, Lou.
I'm not worried about lawman getting you, Scar. But when the Lone Ranger is after you...
Lone Ranger?
Gosh, Scar, I don't like this at all.
Shut up, Weasel. Lou, are you sure of what you say?
It's the truth, Scar. Do you think I'd have ridden all the way out here if it hadn't been true?
The things I've heard about the Lone Ranger are true.
Lawson, get this through your head. Knowing he's looking for us, we can be ready for him. If he comes for us, he'll wish he hadn't.
He's in the neighborhood, Scar. And that Indian that travels with him, well, I guess it's true that he can read trail signs that other men can't see.
All right, Lou. You can go on back to town. We'll break camp right away.
Where are you going?
I don't know. We'll find a better place to hold up.
How'll I know where to find you?
I'll get in touch with you.
Boys, pack up the stuff. Right. We're going to break camp right away.
All right.
We'll go somewhere where we can watch for the Lone Ranger.
Lone Ranger and Tonto had many weary miles behind them. Frequently, they had found tracks of the men they sought, only to lose those tracks again.
It's the same thing over again, Tonto. Trail is played out.
Is that right?
Scar knows we're after him. He must know it by this time.
Him go into more broken country all time.
Yes.
Now, what we do now?
We'll have to do the same as we did before. Return to the place where we last saw the trail, and cast around, we find a new lead. We might as well get started. I think that... What's the matter, Silver?
Silver give warning?
I don't know. What is it, boy?
Look, Kimasabe.
What?
That way. There's smoke.
Smoke. That means a campfire, Tonto.
That right?
Well, that's why you wanted us, Silver.
You think maybe gang and camp near here?
Honest men wouldn't camp in country like this, Tonto. We're going to investigate that smoke.
Plenty long way off.
And the sooner we get started, the better.
Come on, Silver. Get him up, Scout.
Weasel, what's got into you? Have you gone loco?
What's the matter, Scar?
Give me that bucket of water, Lawson.
I tried to tell him, Scar, but he wouldn't listen to me.
A campfire of all things.
Sir, but Scar, we was just about to make some coffee.
Give me that other bucket of water. It's smoking worse than ever now.
I'll throw it on, boss.
Of all the addle-headed fools.
Boss,
you hadn't been with me for so long, I think you're trying to double-cross us. Here we're doing our best to disguise the trail. But you have to have hot coffee. You had to build a fire.
I just didn't stop to think, Scar.
You didn't stop to think, huh?
No.
I'll let that remind you to stop and think the next time. A fire like that in a country like this can be seen for miles.
I'm sorry.
You get on your horse and ride up the trail to the point. Anyone that comes into that place has got to pass that point.
Yeah, sure thing, boss.
You stay there until I send someone to take your place. And don't fall asleep while you're on guard. If I find you asleep, you'll never wake up. I'll guarantee that.
How long do you want me to stay there?
You go up there and stay until I send for you. Now go on, get going. Lawson, you get some more water on that fire. Still smoking.
All right, Scar.
Well, go on, Weasel. What are you waiting for? Get going.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Hold on. Get up there. Get up.
The man called Weasel rode some distance from the camp toward a point that overlooked a narrow pass where he was to stand guard until relieved. As he rode, he muttered to himself.
Thinks he's pretty good. Hitting me. Slapping me around.
He felt mistreated and abused, but he dared not disobey Scar Meekin. He reached the point and reined up.
Oh! Oh!
Get out of that saddle without touching your gun.
What the?
I said dismount.
Mask!
Quickly or I'll toss a rope and pull you from the saddle.
I'm getting off.
Take his gun, Tonto. Search him for knives and other weapons.
He'll do it.
You call him Tonto.
What do they call you?
Me? My name is Smith. They call me Weasel.
I can believe it.
He got gun.
Any other weapons?
No. Me not find any.
You're the one that's been on our trail.
Our trail, huh? What do you mean by our trail?
I don't mean to say that. I meant to say...
How far from here is the rest of your gang?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come here, Weasel.
Hey, my shirt!
Where's Scar Meekin? Answer me!
Oh, wait, listen, mister, I don't...
I buried four men who were killed when the train went in to Gopher Canyon. We're prepared to bury some other men.
Oh, no, I'll talk.
You're one of Scar Meekin's outfit, aren't you?
Yes.
Where's the rest?
Down that way.
You were sent up here to guard?
Yeah.
For how long?
I don't know, mister. Honest, I don't. Scar sent me up here and told me to stay until he sent someone to take my place.
I see. Get over there.
What we do with this fella, Kemosabe?
Tonto, I think this is a chance we've been waiting for. I'm going to try to ride to Silver City and get back with some deputies. How many men are in that organization, Weasel?
Well, there's 18.
Thanks. Put a rope on him, Tonto, and keep him here. If I get back with the marshal's men in time, we can close in on that gang.
Well, do it.
What are you going to do to me?
That depends on how successful we are. Ready there, Silver. See you as soon as possible, Tonto.
Me wait here.
Easy, big fella. Come on, Silver!
Tonto kept a close watch on Weasel throughout the long afternoon. It was nearly sunset, but the masked man had not returned. Then the Indian thought he heard a slight disturbance in the tall grass at one side. He turned, but too late.
Hold it, Redskin.
Where are you?
Scar! I'm glad you come.
How long you been captured by this Redskin, Weasel?
I've been tied up like this for hours, boss.
Oh, you have, Well, what do you got to say about it, Injun?
Me not talk.
Look out for him, Scar. That's Tonto. He's the pal of the Lone Ranger.
The Lone Ranger?
Yeah, he was here. He's going to get lawmen.
Oh, is that so? Hold still while I cut those ropes. Don't you make any sudden move, Redskin.
You wait too long.
Huh?
Friends come this way now.
Yeah, well, I don't see
it. Look out!
Thought you'd trick me, huh?
Good work, Scar.
I just looked back in time to see him pulling that gun. Pick it up, Weasel.
Yeah, sure.
I don't know whether my bullet smashed your arm or not, Redskin. We'll find out about it later. But first, you're going to take a little walk with me and Weasel.
I got his gun.
Hey, good.
Why don't you put another bullet in him and finish him off?
No. I got a better plan. I can use this Redskin. He'll come in handy when I'm ready to deal with the Lone Ranger.
We're going to take him to the camp?
No. Come on, Tonto. Start walking.
Where are we taking him, boss?
You'll find out. I'll bring you a horse. Bring that paint horse, too.
Yeah, that's Tonto.
Yeah. Bring it along and follow me. Get going, Redskin.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Thank you.
Now to continue our story. When Scar Meekin went to where Weasel had been on guard, he found his henchman captured by Tonto. Wounding Tonto, the outlaw leader made the Indian a prisoner and took him to a hiding place apart from the rest of the gang. It was a few minutes later when the Lone Ranger approached with the sheriff and a posse of well-armed deputies. The masked man rode at Sheriff Wilson's side toward the place where Tonto had been left with Weasel.
Say, this is where you left your Indian friend?
Yes, Sheriff. He was here watching Weasel.
I don't see either of them.
Neither do I. Wonder what became of them.
Strange. Wonder where they've gone. Think we'd better rein up and investigate?
I think we'd better keep moving toward the gang as quietly as possible. Get as close to them as we can without being seen.
Presently, the lawman saw the outlaws lounging about in camp.
There they are.
We'll be discovered at any minute. Be ready for action.
Pass the word back, boys. Be ready. As soon as one of those crooks spots us, heel your horses and ride in with your guns talking.
Right, sir.
Hey, boy, look!
They've seen us.
Adam!
Get up there!
Meekin's gang was caught off guard. The lawmen rode down hard and fast with their guns barking.
Hold on your guns! Surrender or wipe you out!
Don't shoot! Hold on your guns, boys! It's no use!
Ho, ho, ho there! All right, hold your fire, men. Keep an eye on them, boys. If any man makes a move for a gun, let him have it between the eyes. Get handcuffs on those crooks. And if you haven't got handcuffs, use ropes.
All right, Sheriff,
I guess this whole territory can thank you for this day's work, mister.
Sheriff, our day's work isn't done.
Huh?
Scar Meekin isn't here.
Great day. I didn't notice.
Neither is Tonto or the man called Weasel.
Then what can we...
I have an idea that we'll find Tonto and Weasel when we find Scar Meekin.
I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll leave three or four of the deputies here to help you look around for your friend and Meekin, while the rest of us take these crooks to jail.
Don't underestimate those crooks, Sheriff. You need all the men you have to get them safely to jail.
But what will you...
You go on. I'll stay around here and look for Tonto.
When the sheriff's men had started for town with the prisoners, the Lone Ranger went to the place where he had left Tonto guarding Weasel to search for tracks, but there were none. The rocky ground showed no sign of what had become of the Indian. He rode in all directions, looking for a hiding place or tracks as dusk began to deepen. Then he heard a voice.
Stop where you are!
Oh, boy. Steady.
A hard-faced man stood near a huge boulder a few yards away.
Scar Meekin.
Suppose you just move over this way and see what's behind this boulder.
All right, come on, boy. Easy. Steady.
Neither of the men went for a gun, but each knew that the other was tensed to draw and shoot at an instant's notice. Scar Meekin stood motionless while the Lone Ranger guided Silver forward toward the great boulder. And then he saw the paint horse of his Indian companion.
Oh, boy, easy.
Looks like you recognize the paint horse.
You'd better start talking, Meekin. Where's Tonto?
You seem to know me by name.
Yeah, I do.
Well, I know you by reputation. You've done some pretty big things, haven't you, mister? But you've never been up against Scar Meekin before.
What have you done with Tonto?
He's roped and gagged.
Where?
The answer to that question, mister, is for sale.
What if I don't buy?
It's up to you. I tell you this much. You're not going to have very long to make up your mind whether you want your friend to live. You led the sheriff to my hideout. You captured all my pals.
Yes, Meekin. It was almost a clean sweep. It will be when you go to jail with them.
Which means the most to you, mister? Are you willing to swap the life of your Indian friend to see my pals go on trial?
The law has your friends, Meekin. It's out of my hands.
Oh, no, it's not. If you're willing to deal with me, I can show you how to get him out of jail. You rate ace high with the sheriff right now.
What's your proposition?
Don't stall for time. It won't do you no good. Now, you know the proposition. If my pals stay in jail, Tonto dies. That's all there is to it. You bust the boys out of jail, and I'll free Tonto.
How do I know you'll keep your word?
You don't. But you do know that the life of that redskin don't mean a snap of the fingers to me.
You seem to be pretty sure I can release your gang.
Sure you can. All you gotta do is call on the sheriff. Get him off guard, take his keys, and I'll lock the calaboose. And if you don't, you know the answer.
I see.
And one thing more. Don't think about pulling the gun on me. You could probably outdraw me. But it wouldn't do you no good.
No?
Weasel, fire a shot. You see? Weasel's ready to break your arm if you go for a gun.
You think of everything, don't you?
That's why the law will never get Scar Meekin. The law can't even keep my gang in jail. Now, mister, you'd better be sensible and think over how much the life of your pal means.
The jail in town was crowded. The sheriff and his deputy were on duty, intending to remain on guard all night to be sure none of Scar Meekin's gang broke loose.
Sheriff, they're the toughest looking bunch I've ever seen.
We're not going to take any chances with them, Joe. We've got three men coming in the morning to relieve us.
Day and night guard, huh?
You're doggone right.
I sort of expected we'd be hearing from the masked man before this.
Yeah, so did I. It riles me to think of Scar Meekin still at large. If we only had the critter, we...
Stand where you are.
Take it easy, Joe.
Your deputy seems to be nervous, Sheriff.
With a jail full of Meekin's killers, anyone's likely to be nervous. But I'm glad to see you. Did you find your friend?
No, but I did find Scar Meekin.
Yeah?
Where is he?
Right outside.
Hey, a gun.
Sorry, Sheriff.
All right, you...
Sit still.
What's the idea of pulling guns on us?
It's a jailbreak.
What?
Come on, Meekin.
Good work, partner.
Sheriff, I can't believe it. A Lone Ranger in cahoots with Scar Meekin.
Take their guns, Meekin, and hand them to me.
Yeah. It's a pleasure.
I never thought I'd live to see this day.
Frankly, Sheriff, neither did I.
But I don't savvy, eh?
You will. Hand those guns here, Meekin.
Here you are. Which one's got the key?
Sheriff, here it is.
Yeah, thanks. I'll have my boys out of here in no time, Sheriff. And then you can start your manhunt all over again. Now you, keep an eye on the sheriff and his deputy.
I'll try.
You'd better do more than try if you expect to see Tonto again. Alive.
Hey, Scott!
What you doing, Meekin? We gonna get out?
I knew we'd be out of this pokey in short order. What's the setup, Meekin?
Go on, get out of here, boys. You'll find your horses behind the shed around in the back.
All right, all of you stand where you are. You too, Meekin. Drop your gun.
What the?
You heard him?
You. You gave the lawman their gun.
You bet he did.
Why?
Good shooting.
Try it again, Meekin. Now break your other arm.
Now go on, all of you. Right back inside there where you came from. That goes for you too, Meekin. I'll fix your arm when you're locked up.
It's a double cross. You tricked me.
I promised to let your men out of their cell. I kept my word to you, Meekin. That's more than you'd have done.
He let you out, all right. Now you're going right back in. Now go on, all of you. Get back or I'll bust a few legs.
You'll pay plenty for this, mister. You'll pay more than you want to pay. I left word with Weasel to kill that redskin if I wasn't back by daybreak. You can look from now until doomsday and you'll never find your friend.
Inside.
Yeah. I'll get inside with the men. And I'll sit up all night watching for morning. Knowing it'll bring a shot right between Tano's eyes.
Sheriff.
For a minute you had me guessing.
Sorry I had to make you think I was on Scar Meekin's side.
I knew it was up when I heard what Meekin said about Tonto.
Who's Weasel?
The only one of Meekin's men that's still at large.
He's got Tonto prisoner?
Yes, and I've got to find him.
How?
Meekin brought Tonto's horse to town with us. I'm counting on Scout.
Do you think Scout can lead you to Tonto?
I'm going to follow his back trail. They're coming with me, Scout. I've got to find Tonto, City Silver. Easy. Come on, Scout.
Tonto's paint horse Scout seemed to know exactly where he was going. The masked man set a fast pace through the night to the spot where he had met Scar Meekin. The hours dragged slowly for Tonto. But he sat stoically inside a small cave closely watched by Weasel Smith. The only light came from a candle stuck in its own wax to a flat rock on the floor. The Indian's hands, despite his wounded arm, were tightly bound.
You don't have much longer to wait. According to my watch, it's just about time for dawn to be shown in the east.
You think Lone Ranger let Crook out of jail?
I reckon he'd do that much to save your life.
By now, Scar Meekin in jail with the rest of the gang.
Now, that'll suit me all right, too. Yes, that'll suit me just fine. That'll make me the only one of the gang to spend all the loot that's piled in the back of this cave. Thanks for telling me that, Redskin. That's something to look forward to. I guess I'll step to the entrance and see if it's getting light to the east.
It is.
You!
Hold it, Weasel.
I'll show you.
The sheriff was roused from sleep at noon, but he was glad of it when he found that Tonto had brought in the last of the Meekin gang.
It looks to me, Weasel, like you made the same mistake Scar Meekin did and tried to outdraw the Lone Ranger.
My arm's nearly busted.
Yeah, but it's bandaged. I guess there's no reason for delay in throwing you in with your pals. Tonto, there's a substantial reward for the capture of these crooks and for the return of the stuff they stole.
You find all loot in cave. Let me show you a place.
The whole Meekin gang and all the loot. It sure is a roundup. Hey, where's that masked friend of yours?
Oh, him wait outside. Him speak of reward money.
Well, you and him are sure entitled to it.
Oh, him say give reward to families of fellers who die when train fall into canyon.
I knew it. Doggone it, I knew it. That's just like the Lone Ranger.
I'm Silver!
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.